WCRI's festival series highlights one of our community's greatest musical traditions, the Newport Music Festival. Since 1969, the Newport Music Festival has hosted over 2,000 concerts in Rhode Island's most prestigious venues, while presenting world-renowned and emerging classical music artists from around the globe. The Newport Music Festival has left an indelible mark on our music history here in Rhode Island, as well as around the world. Now, here's host Mike Mano, along with the festival's executive director, Pamela Pantos.
Good evening, everyone. Welcome to another episode of the Newport Music Festival here on WCRI. And I see by the title of the sheet that you handed me, Pamela, it's Italian night.
Oh, it's Italian, yes.
Hey, that's a good thing.
Yes, this is Italian Opera Night at the Breakers, which we will be performing this summer on Saturday, July 13th at 8 p.m. And I'd like to thank our incredible sponsors, Virginia Gambale and Dr. Austin Feeney. Thank you so much for your generous support. And something a little special about this concert is we have student tickets now. So if students want to purchase tickets, they're only $20. And they can come, and they're really great seats. So if you are a student or you know of a student, please, you know, suggest to them that they come to this concert.
Excellent addition.
So the festival's Italian Opera Night will be inviting two opera stars to our stage, Carashay Thompson, soprano, and Jonathan Burton, tenor. And together they've sung all over the United States. They've sung operas together like Puccini's Turandot, Mascagni's Cavalleria Rusticana, Puccini's Tosca. And so we've brought them here this evening, and they will be joined by two festival favorites, Renee Rapier Mezzo and Trevor Neer Baritone. So this will be a night to remember as this cast sings incredible arias, duets, and ensembles from the greatest Italian operas.
Excellent. And to be in the Breakers, it's the perfect place for it.
And it's really wonderful that, you know, the way the Breakers is built, we actually use it a little theatrically. We have the artists enter from different places.
So
use it a little bit of it like a stage.
Excellent.
So the concert begins with some ensembles and arias from Cavalleria Rusticana, which was written by Pietro Mascagni, who lived from 1863 to 1945. And when we think of Italian opera, somehow it always seems to seem like, you know, it's a long time ago.
Right.
But it really isn't. So in 1888, there was a Milanese music publisher who created a competition and said, any young Italian opera composers who have not yet had a big premiere are welcome to join.
Mm-hmm.
And so Mascagni entered his piece. He only heard about it 2 months before the closing date for the competition. And he called his friend, who was a poet and professor of literature, and said, please write me a libretto. And together they created Cavalleria Rusticana. And he sent the libretto to Mascagni in fragments, sometimes only a couple verses at a time. And he was traveling, so some of the lyrics are on the back of a postcard. So this piece did not have an auspicious beginning. However, he finally submitted the opera the last day of the submissions were accepted, and he won, and sort of the rest was history. When they premiered the opera in Rome, it was a half-empty house. However, in the audience were music critics and also Queen Margherita, who was a great music lover, and the piece became an immediate success. There were encores, people jumped to their feet, and of course he won first prize. So, very interesting history on this opera.
Excellent.
So, we are going to hear the opening aria, what opens the entire piece, which is Turiddu's aria. And he sings about his lover, Lola, and her incredible beauty. And here we're going to hear it sung by Mario Del Monaco. And it's incredibly beautiful. And when you see the opera, often this is sung off stage, so you have a blank set and you just hear this voice from the great distance. Incredibly dramatic.
Oh,
The next set on this program is from Verdi's Don Carlo. And Giuseppe Verdi lived from 1813 to 1901, and we really consider him the father of Italian opera. Don Carlo is the opera that has received the most adaptations, both during the composer's lifetime and afterwards. He originally wrote it in five acts in the French language. However, today we usually hear the four-act Italian version. Some of the cuts and edits were made for artistic reasons, you know, somebody couldn't sing something. And some of the other edits were purely practical. He had written a ballet for the middle of the piece, and it emerged that during the 1867 rehearsal period, that if he didn't cut the ballet, the opera would not finish before midnight, and the patrons wouldn't be able to catch their last train to leave Paris to go back to their homes in the suburbs, so the ballet was cut.
Well, there you go. Sounds like a good reason.
However, the ballet is often performed by orchestras. Very interesting. So by the time Verdi wrote Don Carlo, he was very well established and had already written Un ballo in maschera, Macbeth, and La forza del destino. The opera he composed after Don Carlo was Aida. Mm. So you can really hear that this was the apex of his, you know, that last period of his life. There are some pieces in the operatic repertoire that simply send chills down our spine, and this duet is one of them, where these two men claim eternal brotherhood to one another. And we will listen to Giacomo Aragall and Edouard Toumagien. Just absolutely incredible. We are now going to jump to the closing of the first half of this concert, where we end with a Rigoletto quartet, which always brings a smile to everyone's faces.
Now a thing of Rigoletto.
It was this opera that truly launched Verdi's middle period of genius. And in this moment, you have, what's incredible about it is you have the tenor, you know, singing about his love. You have the soprano swooning. You have the mezzo being her sexual, sultry self. And then you have Rigoletto himself, you know, being this paternal figure. And no matter how you stage this quartet, I sang this role, Maddalena, a lot. It's always a showstopper, absolutely a showstopper. So let's listen to a showstopping quartet here. Luciano Pavarotti, Dame Joan Sutherland, Cheryl Milnes, and Huguette Tournago singing this incredible ensemble.
We will do that, then take a short break and be back with more.
Bella figlia, bell'amore, schiavo son dei vezzi tuoi, con detto sole tu. Senti del mio cuore il frequente palpito.
Music provided by the Newport Music Festival, I'm Mike Mano, sitting with Pamela Pantos, the executive director of the Newport Music Festival, and talking about, hey, Italian night.
Yes, Italian night.
I can do that because I'm Italian.
There you go. There you go.
All right.
But before we get to the summer, we actually have one more concert in our chamber music series, which is, you know, the season that we do from September through May. And we're very excited this year. We are inaugurating our Young Professional Artist Program, and we will have 5 young artists participating in the festival this summer who have been selected nationally. And we just got one violinist who I'm very, very impressed with who will be joining us this summer. But to inaugurate this program, we're having a concert on Saturday, May 18th at the Newport Art Museum, and it will be performed by the Omer Quartet, who themselves are young professional artists. They're incredible, they're up and coming, and I always think it's very exciting to be in on that ground level and to hear people when they're just on the cusp of having that, you know, huge career start, and that's exactly where Omer is right now. And they've provided a fabulous, fabulous program with Haydn, Beethoven, and Mozart. So please join us on that day. It's at 6 o'clock that evening at the Art Museum, and tickets are $50, which includes wine and hors d'oeuvres, and you get to wander the gallery. So it's an entire evening.
It's a beautiful spot. I was there just last month myself, and it is great, and the hors d'oeuvres are great.
Oh, there we go.
The drinks are great. The atmosphere is great. Everything's good.
So to buy tickets, please go to newportmusic.org or call our box office at 401-849-0700.
Excellent. All right. Now, let's get back to A. The program.
The second half of the program begins with Puccini. So Giacomo Puccini lived from 1858 to 1904. Again, you know, not that long ago. So this is not ancient music whatsoever, but rather Puccini and his works always pull at our heartstrings. And he's considered the creator of Verismo opera. Verismo means truth or reality. And his operas, rather than being static in form, you know, or recreating a book or something like that, sort of static characters. His goal, his objective in these operas was really from the moment the characters come on stage that you feel for them. Think of Mimi in La Boheme, how she's frail from the moment you see her, right?
Well, you sympathize or empathize.
Exactly right. Yeah. Exactly. So, you know, I think there's a very sweet spot for Puccini and all of us, even though he wrote very badly for the mezzo. No great roles from Puccini, so he's not a mezzo lover. We are going to start with Tosca, and we are going to now hear the incomparable Giuseppe Di Stefano sing Cavaradossi's third act aria, E luce van le stelle, and this is when Cavaradossi is locked in prison and he dreams of his beloved Tosca. Braccia No performance with Tosca in it can omit the great aria Visi d'Arte. And we are so fortunate to have Karashe Thompson, who has sung Tosca all over the United States, to bring her great interpretation of this role to us. I've known Kara for over 10 years. I saw her sing at New York City Opera, Sarasota, all over the place. And again, I'm really thrilled that she's joining us this summer. So we are going to hear Tosca's aria Visi d'Arte, translated as I Have Lived for Art, here sung by Maria Callas. So continuing with Tosca, we're going to hear Scarpia's aria. And there always has to be a bad guy, right, in the opera. And that is definitely Scarpia.
Absolutely.
And this is actually going to be sung here, the big aria, the Te Deum, sung here by Bryn Terfel. And it's the ultimate power aria. And Bryn actually recorded an album called Bad Boys. Of all the nasty bass baritones in the entire operatic repertoire. And it's a lot of fun. But here we're going to hear him sing Scarpia's aria, in which you hear him having this command, this incredible presence, right? But at the same time, you'll hear the switch in his voice when he talks about Tosca. And as we know, often the most, how can I say it, dramatic, or people who seem to have incredible control often have a soft spot.
Right.
And his soft spot is Tosca, which is his ultimate demise.
All right. Let's listen to this bad boy, and then we'll take a short commercial break. ¶¶
Tre sbirri, una carrozza, presto, seguila dovunque vada, non visto, provvedi,
sta bene, il convegno,
Palazzo Farnese. Tosca, nel tuo cuor s'annida scarpia, va Tosca, e scarpia che scioglia con il falco della tua gelosia. Quanta promessa nel tuo pronto sospetto, nel tuo cuor s'annida scarpia.
Pamela Pantos, the executive director of the Newport Music Festival, is sitting with me tonight. I'm Mike Mano, and we're listening to Italian Opera Night, which is going to be presented at the Breakers. And Pamela, it's going to be a wonderful night, I'm sure.
It is. And I'd like to thank our sponsors, Virginia Gambale and Dr. Austin Feeney, for generously supporting the festival and this particular concert. As you know, this is very near and dear to my heart, Italian opera. So we start the last part of this beautiful program with an aria that our listeners may know from the movie Diva, if you remember that movie. Mm. It is from Catalani's opera, La Vallée, which is not performed very much these days. The plot is a bit convoluted, and it's very hard to stage the last act in which La Vallée dies by throwing herself into an avalanche. So that's a little difficult to portray on stage. However, this aria remains a staple of any lyric soprano's repertoire. Alfredo Catalani lived from 1854 to 1893. Again, this is that golden age of opera, those last, 50 years in the 19th century. And this opera was premiered the year before his premature death from tuberculosis. So it was premiered in 1892. And we are going to hear soprano Maria Chiara sing La Valise's beautiful aria, Eben ne andrò lontana, in which she speaks of leaving her homeland and saying goodbye to it for the last time. We've not featured a great deal of music for the mezzo-soprano this evening.
Oh, no.
Well, Puccini really didn't love us. So we're going to rectify that situation with this next aria, O mio Fernando, from Gaetano Donizetti's opera La Favorita. So it's written about a king's mistress, hence the title The Favorite. Originally, Donizetti had been composing an opera of a completely different name for the work of L'Opéra in Paris. However, the director of the opera objected that there was no role for his mistress. And so Donizetti completely rewrote the opera, grabbing pieces that he had written for another opera that he never realized. So he kind of just reused his music.
Sounds like a Hollywood movie.
To create La Favorita. The entire final act he wrote in one afternoon, in 3 to 4 hours, because they were already rehearsing on stage and he hadn't completed the opera. So it's a little bit of a mishmash, pastiche, but the aria is absolutely extraordinary, and it'll be sung by René Rapier, and I'm sure it's going to be stupendous. So here we're going to hear the great Agnes Balza. Of course, I have a great empathy for her, being a Greek. And I think she's probably one of the mezzos, you know, greatest living mezzos right now. So let's hear Agnes Balza sing O Mio Fernando.
Thank you.
Another great evening of beautiful music, and we're going to wrap it up with one more, right?
Absolutely. I was a little torn on how to end the evening's broadcast, but I think we're going to conclude it with one of the most famous arias in the operatic repertoire, which we will be performing at the end of this summer's performance, Nessun Dorma. So I hope our listeners will forgive me for not being a purist at this moment, but rather I want to celebrate three of the greatest tenors in recent history. So here is Luciano Pavarotti, Placido Domingo, and José Carreras singing their incredible version of this piece live in concert.
Excellent. Thank you, Pamela. We'll see you all next time with the Newport Music Festival.
Thank you for listening to WCRI's Festival Series featuring the Newport Music Festival. For more information on the festival, special seasonal concerts, to purchase tickets, or to donate, call 849-0700 or visit newportmusic.org.